Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on iHeartRadio Podcast Health. That's where you should get all your health podcasts, podcasthealth.com or radiomd.com. We're talking today, this is 1288B. The B's are always wonderful guests. And Julia Enders, E-N-D-E-R-S. She's the author of Organ Speak. What it really means to listen to your bodies is our guest today. Our sponsors, Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, Releaseum, and of course, Dye Rescue. Releaseum is something that's been very helpful for people who are increasing the dose of GLP-1s who have side effects with it of nausea, vomiting, constipation, or diarrhea, effective in about 71% of those based on the studies. Go to lifesfirstnaturals.com. And of course, our other sponsor, forlongevity.com. Go to their website, forlongevity.com, and sign up for the free newsletter. Dr. Enders, thanks very much for coming on. Tell us about why you decided to rewrite Organ Speak, what it really means to listen to our bodies.
Well, at that point, and thanks for having me, by the way, I was working in a hospital in Germany, specialized on the gut, and I had this phenomenon reoccurring over and over again where I had an odd feeling listening to people talk about their bodies. And I've realized that the world has gotten really loud in the way it makes us have all these to-do lists, all these supplements we should take, do this, that, sleep in this way, do sports in that way. And it kind of like makes people lose touch really with their inner world and just a more like an, well, emotional attachment and way of treating their body that I felt is sometimes really in the way of finding health and having it in just a healthy way instead of an optimizing it all the time way, you know? So I wanted to make a book about the organs, about the body that doesn't only give you like advice, but really makes you feel differently about your body.
So tell me about feeling differently about your body. So many people worry about their liver or their heart or their brain. What's the organ that tends to speak to us most?
Well, here I might be a bit biased because originally I come from the gut. This is absolutely my organ. I love it. And I feel like it does speak a lot to us. And sometimes it's a bit easier to listen to it than, let's say, for example, the brain. Because the brain is also the organ we, you know, feel and taste and have this stream of consciousness all the time. So it's a bit hard to actually listen to it as if it were an organ telling you what it needs. But the gut very much so is one of these. And it has this nice, interesting facts it sends you in the morning when you go to the toilet. But also things like, how do I feel 2 or 3 hours after I've eaten? That sometimes is an interesting information because that's when then the nutrients have really all entered the bloodstream and is a piece of cake different than some vegetables. So I think I would say the gut. But this is not necessarily the organ I focused on here because I thought there's also a lot to learn from other more quiet organs.
And what's the quietest organ? I suppose the thymus would be the quietest.
That is definitely a quiet one, you're right. I think interesting, quiet but interesting is really breathing because it provides us with this platform where breathing can be conscious but also subconscious. If we don't focus on it, it just goes into this automatic mode. But if we want to have some, you know, conversation between those two spheres of thinking, then it's a really neat platform to work with.
And what's the most interesting one? What does the kidney tell us or what is it? Do you measure it by urine and what your urine flow or is the kidney have other speaking to us?
Oh, I'm not so sure about the kidney. This is not necessarily one of the organs I focused on. But I think there, for many people, it's quite surprising that it has this important part in regulating blood pressure, for example. And blood pressure is an interesting topic where we realize that there's so much coming into it. There's stress, there's the outworld again being so loud, so that when people are deep asleep, for example, most of them will reach a healthy level of blood pressure, although they struggle with an elevated blood pressure during the day. So sometimes these are, I think, interesting hints where we can understand that in reality, those organs are just really bothered by everyday life things and stressors. But when they're just on their own doing what they're really good at, which is regulating an inside world, then they're usually perfectly fine, as is the case with the blood pressure, for example.
Now, a lot of them are integrated together or affect one another. So the gut clearly affects your brain function and your energy levels. Tell us more about the gut speaking to us. How does it speak to us? In other words, when I know that when I eat less, I feel much better, what does that mean?
So here I think we're entering this whole topic of the gut-brain axis. And it generally consists out of the two parts, which is the brain talking to the gut and then the gut talking to the brain. And I think most people know the first route, which is when you're really nervous, you might have a small stomach, or when you're really stressed, some people tend to like stress eat a lot, or when it's really, really bad, some people throw up or even have nervous diarrhea. So this route is kind of the one we know, and it's because our gut is sensitive and reacts to the signals from the brain and also stress hormones. But the other route, I think, is a bit more, well, less commonly known, which is that the gut in itself has a very complex nervous system, which it will use to collect all the data from the quality of our food to the microbes sitting there and what they're doing, to the immune cells that are meandering through the walls of the gut, and really like taking it all in and processing it on its own. And then really summing it up for the brain to tell the brain how we're actually doing. Because the brain is in a bony skull and needs this information to know, you know. And that also will go into our general feeling of how am I? What's my feeling at this very moment? As in the feeling you'd have if you're in the bathtub and going underwater with your ears. So there's a relevant part of that, which the gut is. And for example, when it comes to feeling foggy after eating, there can be numerous reasons for that. Some are just also health calmed down when you've eaten. And some can even go in an area where you would say brain playing a little trick on you. And you could actually optimize this by just having it by your side, you know. So there you can do a little bit more of a deep into it.
We're talking with Julia Enders, author of Organ Speak, What It Really Means to Listen to Our Bodies. And she's talked to us about how her favorite organ for speaking to us and understanding is the gut. And I think she's agreed with me that perhaps the most silent organ is, in fact, the thymus. Julia, on Organ Speak, What It Really Means to Listen to Our Bodies, wonderful book, and I learned a lot. Can you give us a final thought about Organ Speak?
Well, one thing I really like people to, you know, have in their consciousness at sometimes is just feeling the value of having this alive body. Because sometimes we lose track of that a little bit. We see all these companies that are really high in stock value and people look great on social media and so on. And then I think in the hospital, sometimes I just have this grasp on real life where people are diagnosed with a terrible disease or they know their life is going to end. And suddenly they feel what actually was in front of them all this time, having a body, being alive, and how precious this is. And just feeling this feeling a little bit earlier in life, I think that's a really valuable thing. And then understanding these organs with all their little nitty-gritty characteristics and strength or weaknesses, just I think feels like a valuable thing to me now. And I wish people to have this feeling from now and then, you know.
Well, hopefully giving them this session on podcast, as well as hopefully they'll get the book and learn a lot more about what it really means to listen to their body. The book, Organ Speak, What It Really Means to Listen to Our Bodies. Thanks again.
Thank you for having me.
The book is a very good book. It is Organ Speak, What It Really Means to Listen to Our Bodies. The author is Julia Enders, G-I-U-L-I-A. She's from Germany, and it's a very nicely written and well-written book. We're going to have to say that's all for today. I am your host of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast, Dr. Mike Roizen. There's a great segment on A with the take-home, do high-intensity interval training more often than you might have. It is 1288A. This is 1288B, sponsored as usual by Life First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics, which really do change how your gut speaks to you, as well as Dye Rescue and Releaseum. Releaseum, very helpful for how your gut speaks to you when you're switching from one GLP dose to another, as well as talking to the other sponsor, 4Youngevity.com, the number 4Youngevity.com. Sign up for the free newsletter there. We'll be back next week. You'll hear the top medical news of the week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading us. Do tell your friends about us. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Thanks again. We'll be back next week.